as the investigation into the Paris attacks continues, France is boosting its commitment to the fight against ISIS, the Sunni-led militant group that has taken control of parts of Syria and Iraq. French President François Hollande said today he's sending an aircraft carrier to the region to support the U.S.-led coalition in that fight. France is already one of the countries carrying out airstrikes against ISIS. And there's also a ground war against ISIS. And there's been some fierce fighting in recent days along the front in the Kurdish part of northern Iraq. That's where the Kurds are battling back against a recent ISIS offensive. Mitchell Prothero is Iraq bureau chief for McClatchy Newspapers. He's with us from Erbil in northern Iraq. And Mitchell, what's been happening?
Well, what we saw is last Saturday, the Islamic State, as they're called, or Daesh, to use the pejorative term that most Arabs use, conducted a surprise attack in a town called Gwer, about 20 miles south, sort of west of the capital of the Kurdish region, Erbil. Surprisingly, they used boats and slipped across a river during a really bad winter storm, were undetected, and managed to get into the town and kill about 25 of what we call the Kurdish Peshmerga, the local forces that defend the capital. After that, it turned into a pretty rough little fight that continues today on that frontline axis, some of the heaviest fighting we've seen since August. But for the most part, the Kurdish forces have had an influx of heavier weapons from Europe and some donor countries, and have been pretty much holding their own and retaking quite a bit of territory. I was out there a couple of days ago, and they were on the offensive.
So there's not a concern that ISIS is going to take Erbil?
Well, no. Coalition air power alone makes that nearly impossible, because you'd have to, you know, muster hundreds of men in one place, and it just makes too delightful a target for an F-16 flying over. What we found is that ISIS has had to abandon their tactic, which had been previously to, you know, build up a large mass of guys basically on pickup trucks and then swarm their opponent. Now they can't mass people, or else they're going to get hit by bombers out there in the desert. It's relatively hard to hide 500 pickup trucks. So what they've been doing instead is either working from heavily fortified front lines like we see around Gwer, Mahmur on the outskirts of Erbil, then up by the Mosul Dam, and then there's been some fighting out in Sinjar, and also down to the south of Erbil around the contested city of Kirkuk. It's turning more into what you'd call either hit-and-run attacks or almost World War I-style trench warfare, where both sides are dug in and shoot mortars and artillery at each other. But it makes it very hard for the Islamic State to maneuver its forces. So there's no real threat that Erbil could fall. What the question is will the Iraqi army be able to put itself back together after its June collapse in order to actually go in and remove the Islamic State from territory that it currently holds?
And what would the answer to that be, do you think? Are the Iraqi military members going to be able to put themselves back together and retake territory?
They are the Humpty Dumpty of armies. It's really going to be pretty hard to put them back together. I've been speaking with Kurdish commanders who are just openly on the record, you know, completely scornful of the notion that even as the Pentagon's come out and say that they were hoping that the central government would be able to mount an offensive in April to try to retake the city of Mosul. It's Iraq's second largest city. And I mean, I get laughed out of the room by Kurdish military officials whenever I bring that up. They say the Iraqi army is completely shattered. Its officer corps is so beyond corrupt. I was listening to guys yesterday saying that, you know, he said if you shoot at them once, they all run away and abandon their equipment, to the extent that he thinks, you know, this one officer, Kurdish Peshmerga officer I was speaking with, was basically accusing the Iraqi army of supplying the Islamic State just through what he called cowardice. He doesn't think they're organized enough. He thinks that their institutions are too corrupt. The men, you know, are barely getting food and ammunition still after all this time. So I think it's going to be a long, hard slog. And considering the U.S. spent 8 years and billions of dollars trying to do it the first time, the idea that they're going to be able to do it on an effective level in just a few months seems like a long shot.
That's Mitchell Prothero, the Iraq bureau chief for McClatchy Newspapers. He's been speaking to us from Erbil in the Kurdish part of northern Iraq. Mitchell, thank you for joining us again.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks a lot.